With me is Chris Rowe. He is with a company called Manchester Tank. And before we go any further, Chris, I'd love you to tell me a little bit about the company, first of all.
Sure. Manchester Tank is a six-year-old company. We're based in Nashville, Tennessee. We're a cylinder manufacturer from small propane cylinders all the way up to large compressed air cylinders.
Great. Well, looking at what we're here to do in Washington, D.C., which is help educate, create awareness about this thing they call exceptional energy, propane. What is it that your company is involved with right now that seems to be catching a lot of attention here?
Yeah, we've been in the R&D and manufacturing of cylinders for propane-powered mowers. I've been working with an OEM based in Monroe, North Carolina, and they have started to manufacture and make conversion kits for propane-powered mowers, as well as to work with several OEMs across the country to go ahead and put into production propane-powered mowers. Our part of the equation has been to work with them from a technology standpoint to design a tank that will run smoothly over rough terrain for the mower so that we don't have any stoppages in service. From there, as far as the mowers themselves and manufacturing, they're starting to gain some ground with the propane power being a clean burning fuel.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of benefits to making this conversion, or maybe just buying a unit that is already equipped to run on propane. Besides the environmental benefit with a clean burning fuel, what are some of the other things that somebody would see as an advantage in making this conversion?
I think the advantages from a company standpoint would be no theft in terms of their fuel. There'd be no loss of fuel. Lots of times gasoline, there's a lot of spillage, so from an environmental impact. Theft in terms of people putting the gas where it doesn't need to go from a mower standpoint. Also, the flexibility of running it with the 33-pound propane cylinders is tow motors are run every day in our country in exchange through exchange companies that come and will provide the tanks at the end of the day. And these particular mowers will run about 13 hours with two propane cylinders attached. So there's a lot of positives from a fleet in terms of a mower program that would really benefit a company to look at it.
Well, I know you've had some involvement with PERC, the Propane Education and Research Council. How are you, or have you been able to work with them in developing this?
Yeah, we've been working with Mark Lightman to try to find some angles where we can promote this. Propane being a clean burning fuel, and that's one of the things we've been really talking to our congressmen and senators here at Propane Days. And one of our goals in the next few months is to try to find a good project with a national park, with a university, where we continue to do some R&D and research, promote what's already in motion so that we can get the word out there on the propane-powered mowers and really feel like there's just real no negatives to it. There's such a positive clean-burning fuel, and we feel like that the OEMs and including us involved and the manufacturing process that we've gained a lot of ground the last couple of years and ready to move it into a larger presence, not only within the propane industry, but within the general mower market that will really give us some good exposure.
How would you describe where you're at right now and where you want to be in over the next couple of years?
Sure. As I look at fuel prices and, you go to the pump and you pay over $3 now for gas, propane is still generally quite a bit cheaper than that. So we are to the point of the technology. We've done our homework on that. The mowers run very smoothly. The manufacturing standpoint, from a conversion standpoint, from the conversion kits are now approved through the different mower engine manufacturers, and even production mowers. I know there are some production mowers being made as we speak. We had some orders just go through for about 50 of those. So really, the grassroots part of it has been done. We're ready to go. We just need some marketing, some good publicity, and whether that comes through PERC or MPGA, through some different causes, through universities or municipalities, just continue to drive the product with all the positives that are there in it.
So if somebody wants more information right now, where would they find that?
Yeah, the best place to go is probably either to our website at mantank.com or you can check EnviroGuard.com, which is the mower OEM in Monroe, North Carolina.
Well, thank you very much. That's Chris Rowe with Manchester Tank. We're talking about putting propane tanks on mowers, and looks like something that ought to be a lot of interest. We couldn't find any downsides to it, I know that much. So here at Propane Days in Washington, D.C., I'm Chuck Zimmerman.